for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or you can be
time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
In the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
It's time for the hump day edition of the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp, and we're getting news reports here. Everybody clocking in the chat room talking about the, how should we say it? Talking about the weather and how brisk and chilly it is on the East Coast, and the further north you go, well, the colder it gets. Yeah, Twitter guy, Papa Phil Stouffer, he's up there in kind of centralish Maine, and he said the wind's blowing like hell, and it's like minus 35. It's like, damn! That's some cold crap. It's 25 here in Franklin County, Virginia. Meanwhile, Memes says it's 5 degrees all day yesterday in central New York, but it's up to 15 this morning. Yeah, you know, it's always not a good sign, I guess, when it warms up overnight. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. and join us today. Don't forget, I know it's only Wednesday, but there are storms that are forming right now, and coming, getting ready to hit the Midwest and the north central plains states, and then dip down into Missouri, Kentucky, down into that area that's bone cold itself right now. And you're going to be looking at some snow coming at you later this week. And then on Tuesday of next week. And then 2 days after that, there should be a possibly another snow. So we've got some snow coming in this weekend, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, kind of Saturday night, I should say, into Sunday here in Virginia. But that's not supposed to be the real blast of snow. The real blast of snow isn't supposed to go until Tuesday, Wednesday, as the cycle of snow and the moisture from the south kind of hook up and create a snowmobile, so to speak. Oh, man, where should we start today? I mean, the world is just so stupid, just plain stupid today. We have been the victims of a mass psychosis created and run by the mainstream media. You'll hear this and other truths on Revolution Radio. You won't hear them other places. Why? Well, they don't want the truth to come out. They want to keep everything, all the information bottled up, and the media that are calling themselves, quote unquote, the gatekeepers of truth, essentially lie. They lie. Day in and day out, the media lies. They put stuff so far out of context, and they have to continue their lies because, well, what happens is it all unravels, just as it is now with the COVID scamdemic. Anyway, remember, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. We're simulcasting around the world on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that Revolution Radio goes out on. You can catch us on our call-in and listen line. That's right. You can use your phone and you can call in and listen with unlimited minutes. You can listen at 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. 518-906-1839 for Studio A, 518-906-1859 to get Studio B. Remember, there's 80 or more hosts here on Revolution Radio that volunteer their time, their efforts to stop this dystopian world that we're being led into by crisis management of the government and your life and every little thing in the world. So check out the archives at Revolution Radio. They're uploaded every morning, early in the morning. So what you hear today will be available tomorrow morning after 5 o'clock, I believe, or somewhere in there. It should be, they should be ready. And that you can go in and download them and listen to them at will. So, yeah. Probably the biggest breaking news we have is that Dr. Fauci has been busted. Big time. Never before seen emails. And Project Veritas have uncovered what is going to be a bombshell of evidence that effectively reports that the U.S. military, DARPA turned down a grant . Where's this at? There. Is this it? That's one of them. Dent, 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 dent. Okay. So DARPA turned down a grant, said it was too risky from EcoHealth Alliance to do gain-of-function experiments in Wuhan lab. Now, DARPA turned it down, but who fired it up and who got it going? That's right. That's right. Dr. Fauci, National Institutes of Health and Eco Health Systems, funded these experiments that DARPA said was too risky. In fact, DARPA has come out and said that, what's the best way to describe it? DARPA has come out and said that, well, it was an American adventure that created the SARS-CoV-19 virus or its shell, basically the chimera that, okay, yeah, there we go. We found the homepage. I guess I have to go back and find this crazy stuff. So, yeah, it's a question of what Dr. Fauci did or didn't do. Military documents state that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March of 2018 seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research on bat born coronaviruses. The proposal, named Project Defuse, was rejected by DARPA over safety concerns and the notion that it violates the gain-of-function research moratorium. The main report regarding EcoHealth Alliance, proposed leak on the internet a couple of months ago. It has remained unverified, well, until now. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. The proposal does not mention or assess potential risks of gain-of-function research, a direct quote from the DARPA rejection letter. Yes, Project Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden documents, and they said, well, it doesn't sound normal to me, and these are undocumented documents within the system, so we can't track them, we can't trace them, we can't find them, so they're undocumented. Now we have undocumented documents. Hell, I thought we had enough illegal aliens, but now we have illegal documents, you know, because they're undocumented documents. I mean, really. I mean, when the government doesn't matter if it's documented or not, it just matters, right? I mean, these people are idiots. Anyway, where is this? I was trying to find the Project Veritas video clips about this, and I think I found it. Hold on a second here. Yeah. There you go. If you haven't heard this, guess what? You're getting ready to hear it now. Here's a Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, talking about the documents that they found, and pay attention to one particular clip. I'll point it out and I'll play it again for you at the end.
I disagree with so many of the things that you've said.
You're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function, they gained in lethality.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments which have been suppressed, and the government's effort to conceal all of this. Dr. Anthony Fauci has testified many times before Congress stating that the U.S. government was never involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. Gain of function is a very nebulous term.
But that's, the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain of function.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
You have said that I'm unwilling to take any responsibility for the current pandemic. I have no responsibility for the current pandemic.
That assertion is based on the NIH's definition of gain of function. However, the documents we've obtained refute that. The documents in question stem from a report at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, which were hidden in a top-secret share drive. But what is DARPA? They are an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, which facilitates research and technology with potential military applications. Dr. Stephen Walker was the director of DARPA at the time of the EcoHealth Alliance proposal. A source sent us this video of Dr. Walker talking about research they were exploring related to mRNA technology and its potential application with military personnel in the field.
DARPA, about 5 or 6 years ago, we stood up an office called the Biotechnology Office, and the real purpose of that was to understand how biology worked and then build design, build, and test cycles where you could engineer microorganisms to do things that you'd want to do.
Though the main report regarding the EcoHealth Alliance proposal leaked on the internet a couple of months ago, it has remained unverified until now. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. Major Murphy makes claims in his report to the Inspector General that, if true, could be damning to the official narrative that has been played out to the world over the past 2 years. Major Murphy's report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. The proposal was named Project Diffuse. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too dangerous and could violate the gain-of-function moratorium, despite EcoHealth's position that it would not. According to the documents, the NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, did not reject the proposal. They went ahead with the research at Wuhan and several sites across the U.S. Dr. Fauci has repeatedly maintained his position, under oath, that the NIH and NIAID have not been involved in gain-of-function research with the EcoHealth Alliance program. This appears to be contradictory to Major Murphy's analysis and the rejection from the Biological Technologies Office at DARPA. Major Murphy's report goes on to detail great concern over the COVID-19 gain-of-function program, the concealment of documents, the suppression of potential curatives like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the mRNA vaccines. To be clear, Major Murphy is not the source of our reporting. As far as we're aware, he has done nothing that violates his oath of service to our country. We were able to track him down, and though he couldn't go into detail about the hidden documents, he did offer this heartfelt statement.
I offer no comments on the investigation or internal Marine Corps deliberations. I offer a brief comment to those that desire answers and to those that withhold them. To those seeking answers, I offer encouragement. There are good people striving for the truth, working together in and out of government, and they succeed. To those that withhold, I pray for you. Find the moral courage to come forward. Don't let a lie be our legacy to posterity. People will forgive. A commitment to truth is in the heart of this nation. Semper Fi.
Project Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden documents and spoke with the Chief of Communications, Jared Adams.
Doesn't sound normal to me. No, like I said, if something resides in a classified setting, then it should be appropriately marked.
Major well, that's how you get that, right?
The Alliance approached DARPA in March.
Anyway, so at what point, let me try to find this clip.
And went ahead with the research detail, great, and the rejected gain-of-function research with the EcoHealth Pete Alliance Zazzle. Program. This appears to be contradictory to Major Murphy's analysis and the rejection from the Biological Technologies Office at DARPA. Major Murphy's report goes on to detail great concern over the COVID-19 gain-of-function program, the concealment of documents, the suppression of potential curatives like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
The suppression of potential curatives.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Wait a minute.
And the mRNA.
Hey, get the hell back here. You're not supposed to restart. Anyway, so basically, you know, this suppression of therapeutics by, you know, the entire upper echelons of the medical system that had a chance to make obscene money. They're making money that looks like the hydroxychloroquine drug dealing money. It makes that look like chump change. I mean, people have to look at this and understand it's the bottom line. You know, we've been caught in this political psyop where, remember, how do I want to explain it? It is never the crisis. It is the follow-up and the implementation of things after a crisis. You know, when they had crises at, like, mass shooting events, where, and it's, you know, because they're disconnected by hundreds of miles and thousands of miles and time and stuff, you know, we don't look at it, you know, the same way that people look at this so-called pandemic, this sickness that escaped from a lab that was created by the Wuhan Institutes of Virology's bat ding ding bat woman, and then, you know, escaped. We know it's not the first time shit escaped from labs. We know it won't be the last time, and we also know there's clear evidence that that the Wuhan Institute of Virology had to redo their entire ventilation system for secured areas. People were, had gotten sick, gone to the doctors. People were bit by bats. In China, Taiwan, China. Yeah, I'll blame it. If you want to accept Taiwan, then you got to accept the Taipei, lab leak as a Chinese lab leak. You can't have it both ways, you bunch of red Soviet Chinese dickheads. Ah, they piss me off. Yeah, and so does this shit with our government. And, you know, John Hopkins and, you know, what is it, Event 201? Is that what it was? The pandemic exercise that just happened to coincide almost simultaneously, but up, you know, get a butt lip grop on the COVID. I mean, when did they wrap up the Event 201, the pandemic, international pandemic exercise, and the real pandemic started with COVID? You know, we have to understand that these people in the medical system, and particularly those in infectious diseases and stuff, right? Number one, they know that we cause many of the infectious diseases and their the variants of infectious diseases because of the treatment that we have, the treatment that we give people. We know that's where MRSA came from. We know that's where antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis and other diseases like that come from. So, you know, listen, Fauci knew, other scientists knew the risks of pushing mRNA, you know, vaccines in the early stages of a pandemic because of the mutations that this thing goes through. But I'll tell you right now what Fauci did. He did what any scared little bureaucratic shitbag would do. He slung everything he had at the wall. It didn't matter if it was the kitchen sink, a piece of tile, some dung that was hung on the wall, some wadded up spitballs. And in the end, that's what Dr. Fauci found worked. Wadded up spitballs sent to the American people through a brainwashed compliant media who, well, they knew the more they could scare the people, the more they could get them to listen, the more viewership they would have, the bigger they would be. You know, ever since OJ's ride, right? And the saturation coverage for, you know, hours and hours and then days and weeks and months of the OJ trial. It should have been clear to people then, you know, that the live psyop of soap opera of the mind and life was well on its way then. And now we have our miniature television sets, our video, audio, computer devices on our phones. We got it everywhere. Saturation doesn't even describe it. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
I'm a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Don McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show, bringing you the straight truth, not that mainstream bullshit. If you want to call into the show, come on down and join us. Wow. Let me feel it, please. Please. Yes. Give us a call. 540-352-4452. That's my call-in line, so give it a ring if you want to join us. If not, I'm just going to keep rolling right along. Yeah, meanwhile, the Joe Biden administration is faced with yet another scandal. Another scandal? Hell, they said they were scandalous-free. Yeah, sure. An estimated 20,000 Afghan commandos who had been trained by and advised by U.S. Special Forces are still in Afghanistan. This includes thousands of interpreters who helped the Pentagon, risking their lives and, because of cultural aspects of that area of the world. I don't know why it is, but people are in a caste type system, and because of their the strict religious upbringing, I believe that they essentially bow down to any authority that is standing there with a gun. You know, the United States of America, if the people of Afghanistan didn't want to live under the Taliban shitbag rule, then, you know, they had their chance. You know, that sucks because many good Americans died, you know, risking their lives, sacrificing their life and their blood in Afghanistan. And the truth is the country is just, number one, it's so corrupt. Number two, because of its culture, it will never advance further than the rocks and the rubble that it is today. And it just turned back into some opium growing den. Yes, you know, the Golden Triangle, the Golden Crescent, is that what it is? Survive. Yeah. Anyway, they estimated that over 120,000 Afghans were evacuated, and then a majority of them were not Afghan interpreters or their families. Yeah, all those people that crashed the airport, they weren't America's friends. These were opportunists, you know, brought in then by Joe Bribum, where they actually, you know, were trying to cling to an airplane, you know, and fallen thousands of feet onto buildings to their death, trying to get on U.S. aircraft. Remember those scenes? Yes, remember, no scandals in the Biden administration after they droned an innocent family after the car bomb and stuff. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. Let's see, of course, there has been reports of mass summary executions of former Afghan soldiers who previously worked for the Americans. And the Taliban's ability to identify them and their families is made a lot easier after the information seized from the government personnel files and sensitive information from the former Ghani government. Yeah, and it's idiocracy. I mean, you have to be full-blown stupid to think about, you know, what the size of the failure in cost of humans, and then of course, you know, money and reputation and everything else later. I mean, the only people that made that profited in any way were the military industrial complex companies who made a lot of money from Afghanistan. No, they absolutely are. Absolutely right. I was on Twitter paging through some stuff and it said, men who date trans women are not gay. Absolutely wrong. They are. I better get the hell off that pages. I'll get in more trouble. Better be go back to my bookmarks. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. Pope of the Francis. That's right. Pope Francis says identity is being erased in the name of protecting diversity. What the hell is he talking about? No, not identity. I mean, hell, look at critical race theory. Critical race theory, man, they have to identify somebody to hate, and they just do it by color. That's right. Hey, yeah, remember that person that was born 100 years out of context? Look at what their ancestors did before their egg was and sperm was even thought of two generations past. It's their fault. I mean, you have to have a twisted sense of ignorance and brain damage to blame people who never even existed, or their parents never even existed. So, you know, are we looking at this transmutational genetic disposition of racism? That's what it is. You know, I mean, it, now, I don't believe that. I just wanted to tell you, I think that's just a load of horse shit. But this is how liberals think. And liberals fail to realize, but if one side of an equation is true, then the other side, you know, just has to be equally true in its own way. So, you know, I laugh because, you know, while, you know, they talk about this white supremacy, liberals, and how it's wrong, and, you know, white privilege and all this stuff, you know, I don't hear any of them addressing what they should call black failure. I mean, really, everything is because of white privilege, or whitey did it, somewhere along the line in 1,000 years of history. No, you know, not the thug down the street. Oh, God, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's unbelievable, what you see today in communities of color. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the failure of culture that has happened in particularly the inner cities in America. Now, exactly why that is, it's a complex psychological question. Is it the failure of the family? Is it the failure of the leaders of the community? And I don't mean the political leaders like the mayors of big cities. I'm talking about anybody like the ward captains and the local churches and the local community. It's them who fail their own community because they don't seem to take stakeholder ownership in any of it. If something happens, you know, if they want it fixed, they call the police, they call the government and say, hey, bring your ass down here and clean this up. Somebody, you know, trash this place, or, you know, it's crazy. But that's what we see today. We don't see communities taking any responsibility for their own communities, so to speak. You can. You can try. You can put your own footprint around where you live, so to speak, you know, and try to ensure that, you know, it's a kind of a safer zone. But you can't be there all the time. And when it's so many people that are caught in this bad culture syndrome, ah, man. Hey, all right. Damn, man. Man, what do you mean we can't fix the unfixable? Haven't you ever heard of fix a flat earth? We can fix earth. We can fix the society. We just have to take and put a can of flat earth in the stem, you know, and earth will go back to being a sphere again. Yes, I mean, that's a campaign we can all get behind. Make earth round again. God bless America. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day. Hey, here's a guy I like to listen to. I'm going to turn him on here for a few minutes. This is Gerald Celente with Trends Journal. I hope he doesn't drop any F-bombs. He doesn't usually, but, you know, he's been pissed lately, so I'll have to bump him if he does.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, and your new Trends Journal's out. That's right. Chock full of nuts. Another Anthony Frieda winner. And that's what it is, man. The world is chock full of nuts. The nut jobs are telling us what to do, and the nuts are following them. Just before we go into the press over here today, you got some little jerk off up there up in Canada, in Quebec. You don't get vaccinated, you get fined. Just like they're doing in Austria and other countries. Oh, in the United States, they advise us not to go to Canada. Going to get the COVID, going to get the COVID. Omicron, Omicron. Again, the facts are in the magazine. And the facts are being twisted by twisted-minded jerks. For example, they came out just a day ago that the new governor over here in New York, you know, Cuomo, fill him up Cuomo, nipple rings Cuomo, who got thrown out. You know, the one taking over. And where's that little nipple ring head there? You know, yeah. Arrogant, arrogant boy. Every time he used to finish, he'd say, period, period. Yeah, maybe you went after that period, huh? And that's why he threw you out. But anyway, they're now coming out and saying all these hospitalization rates that are skyrocketing, yeah, not with people with COVID, but they've been putting them in there. Oh, and then we have that Walensky, the wild Walensky, the bullshit artist from the CDC, admitting that the vast majority of the people, over 78%, are suffering from serious pre-existing comorbidities.
Yeah. Hey, there it is. You know, hey, that's Gerald Celente, Trends Journal. If you want to be knowledgeable about what is we're looking at into the future and the trends that we see, or I should say he sees, because I listen to Gerald Celente. And so there's 10 more minutes, and he gives these twice a week now, I believe. So he does a live stream on Tuesdays. So there it is. If you want to find it, just search for Gerald Celente. It's chock full of nuts. Yes, Trends Journal. Good place to go to get information and news that, how should we say it, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. Yes, it's amazing what we see today from the mainstream media. Let's see what else we got going down here. The January 6th Oversight Committee, or, you know, the January 6th Insurrection Committee, says they interviewed Ray Epps. They talked to Mr. Ray Epps. And according to the Justice Department, and according to, I shouldn't say the Justice Department, according to people on the January 6th committee, they had testimony from Ray Epps, who testified that he was not part of any government agency, that he wasn't working for anybody, that he wasn't doing any of this stuff, and that, you know, he wasn't attached to any government agency. And, you know, the real question is, if that's true, you know, that the January 6th committee took testimony from Ray Epps that under oath, that said that he was not an agent of some government plot to be like an agent provocateur, okay? The DOJ says, and the FBI say, well, he's not a Fed. So according to the January 6th, yeah, and I'll go around this in a circle for you. According to the January 6th committee, Ray Epps is not a Fed, that in October of last year, you know, Representative Massey of Kentucky questioned AG Merrick Garland about the mysterious man Ray Epps instructing protesters to enter the U.S. Capitol, and then later essentially shepherd crowds towards the Capitol on January 6th, okay? Garland refused to answer essentially the questions. Members of the January 6th committee have said that he was interviewed and that he was not a member of any government agency or any anything like that, and he wasn't working for anybody. So the question is, why is Ray Epps not in jail? Why has Ray Epps not been charged with a crime? Several top law enforcement officials have declined to answer questions about Ray Epps. And the truth is, it's going to come out. And we're going to find the other sons of bitches that Ray Epps was working with and other provocateurs. We're going to find them. It doesn't matter what the government does, and they can't stop us. Because one, we've got the law and we've got discovery for people that are getting charged. And, you know, that discovery, will open up the doors to tracking, identifying, and, doxing FBI agents and agent provocateurs that are essentially being protected by the United States government. People say this is crazy talk. This is insanity. There was nobody there that was an agent provocateur. Well, the United States government indicted two Iranians for pretending to be MAGA supporters to enter the Capitol. Did you pay attention to that at all? I didn't think so. What about, you know, John Sullivan and the CIA guys? And, you know, this clown that dresses up like the horn hood and stuff, okay? When he was in the house in the Capitol building, how many photographers were standing in there taking pictures of him as he kind of strutted through there waving his hands? The sheer craziness of it, right? I mean, it's idiocracy. It's him and one or two other guys, and the photographers and press people outnumber the number of protesters in the beginning. Now, how in the hell is that even really possible? If the protesters plowed their way in and fought their way in past the police, the Capitol popo. More like the Capitol poop. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you want to see a corrupt police agency, at one time you could look in Martinsville, Virginia, Henry County Sheriff's Department. Another time, you can look at the U.S. Congress and the Capitol Police and understand that, you know, it is a rigged system. And there is no justice. Really. That's the truth of what we see today coming from governments. What else we got here? Quebec plans to hit the unvaccinated with a significant tax. And significant is not $50 or $100. It's got to be more. I know. Are they going to take their firstborn? Yes. Do they have to donate a kidney or a liver? Oh, no, they would have to be vaccinated to do that. Oh, they could donate one if they had. No, they have to be vaxxed to do that. They could go in a salon and get their balls waxed. Oh, no, they have to be vaxxed to do that. They need to go into a store and get a bag of weed, man. Government weed. No. You have to be vaxxed. You can't go to the liquor store. Well, I guess it's going to be moonshine out back then. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. I hope you're doing well. What other news and information we got going down here? Let's see. Shoppers are astounded by the thinning grocery store supplies. You know, people don't quite understand, you know, the 3-day supply that is in the system. They think we have these mile square warehouses like they have on Idiocracy. We don't. It's manufactured. It hits the warehouse, basically a holding warehouse waiting for a truck. And then it's sent out. And, you know, whether you realize it or not, tractor trailers today, trucks themselves, as they transit products around the country, they're actually considered almost like rolling warehouses for some companies. I mean, really, you know, because all they're doing is picking up and dropping crates, shipping crates. Yeah, anyway, it's crazy, crazy stuff today. Now, I have seen in my area in Rocky Mount, Virginia, at the Kroger store, at the Walmart in Rocky Mount Town, I did see some bare shelves. And whenever there's, of course, there's any kind of, they say it's gonna snow, man. It might actually cover the grass. People panic. I don't know why, but people seem to panic. And of course, you know, with snow coming in later this week, people have already started stocking up. In fact, I think, they're going to have a toilet paper share. Yes, a toilet paper share. When they get everybody gets together, gets their COVID shots, and they share toilet paper. Anyway, so that should be one of Dr. Fauci's pet projects, if you ask me. Maybe we could put Fauci's head in a box and then put sand flies in there. We won't cut his vocal cords, though. We'll be back.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
At Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
The pill has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game? Or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened, with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com at revolution.radio. Check it out.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Alright, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio and join us today. We're streaming around the world on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com. TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that Revolution Radio goes out on. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Pop over into the Chatsy chat room. Get yourself a name. Get there on the visitors list. Lady Horse and Lone Gunman, Trump 1, Navian, Driver Dan 2 is in the house. Valerie and William, W.H. Devo, Dry Fly Guy 1 and Mitchell and Memes and Punk Rabbit. There's Batsman and Comet and Sock It To Me. Yeah, Boys Solomon and Free Hugs and Gino 2017 and Cat Dog Girl and I Love My Dogs. Yeah, so Wally and Dirt and Malaya and the R.T. Reverend, Dr. Mr. Rowe. May Street 139 and Jer Bear and Blessing and Surrey Sunflower and In the Kitchen and Popsicle Toes and Mad and Nesso Mania. Zog was here and Noreen and Bryce were here. Flea Burke. We're here a little while ago. There's a blasphemous Buddha. So come on down. Join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on many, many streaming platforms. Yeah, Radiomni, Open Radio app, just a few of the streaming services that we go out on. You can change the world in this time of universal deceit. You can cut through the cognitive dissonance, the learned helplessness, and this feeling of despair and disgust that you see You can cut through it with the truth. Because if people are standing in the dark on the edge of a cliff and, you know, they have been walking down a path and this voice says, keep coming down this way. There's food, there's water, there's socialism, there's communism, there's fascism. Come on down. We'll take care of everything. Meanwhile, somebody's behind them saying, stop, stop where you're at. You're walking into the dark wilderness at night. Turn on your light. Turn on your lights. Think. People turn on their lights and they realize they're standing on the edge of a cliff. A few more steps and they would have been, well, let's just say, irreversibly broken, not being able to put them back together again. So, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, do people think critically or they just listen to somebody, a talking head somewhere, and they say, oh, yeah, yeah, I trust that guy. I trust that fat, bald guy, you know, Brian Stetler. You know, I trust the mad cow boy man, girl boy. I guess it's girl boy, boy girl. I'm not sure which. I think she's confused too. Yeah, and you know, listen. Oh, here's an auction. I got a bid on this auction here. You know, I probably shouldn't, but man, it's a hell of a good deal. It goes off today at 7 o'clock. You know, I missed that motorcycle and I'm still kicking myself in the ass for it. But it's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. You know, it must be 10 quarts of oil, antifreeze jugs, gallons of antifreeze, and, it looks like, oil for the chainsaw, transmission fluid. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 milk crates full. It's $23 right now. Yeah. So, I'll probably bid on that then in a little bit. But, I almost bought a motorcycle last week. And I'm still kicking myself in the ass that I didn't try to bid it on it and win it. So, cause I could have cleaned it up and, you know, got it kind of tuned up and, sold it, made some money. And cause I'm kind of, how should we say it? I've got to do something here, but I've been looking for an anvil and a good sander, you know, good floor sander. Anyway, I'm working on that stuff now. So hopefully in the future, I'm going to, getting set up right now. I'm going to try to make some knives. I'm going to make a forge here in the next week. So, we'll see what happens. Lots of good stuff. Hey, there's a vintage Alf, metal lunch tray dated 1987. Yeah. Did you like Alf? Yeah. Worthless stuff, huh? Yeah. Another man's junk is another man's treasure. Ray Epps, American terrorist that's effectively an unindicted co-conspirator. And, you know, it just keeps going back to how in the hell can you say, well, I'm not associated with the government at all. And, I was just telling people to do this stuff. And, I helped push the gates aside and ran up there the first ones. And, yeah, I did it. And, are you going to let me go now? Yeah. Okay. I mean, something just stinks to high heaven. And, I would not believe a word of what anybody on the January 6th committee says unless the January 6th committee must release the transcripts of Ray Epps, audio and actually preferred video, because we know all that stuff's going to be on video. But those should be released. because we can't believe what some Congress asshole dickhead mother knuckin' sons of bitch, yeah, pardon my language, but we can't believe what any congressman just says. Even if somebody from the January 6th committee claims that Ray Epps testified and said, well, he doesn't work for the feds, he's not an agent, he's not this, he's not that. If it is that Ray Epps is just an individual, then why hasn't he been charged? That's the real question, I guess. So, according to somebody, I got to track more of this down. Let's see. Okay, here it is. It was reportedly said on January 11th, okay, that the committee is aware of unsupported claims that Ray Epps was an FBI informant based on the fact that he was on the FBI wanted list and then removed from that list without being charged. The select committee has interviewed Mr. Epps. Mr. Epps informed that he is not employed by, working with, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency. Let's see. let's see. So, of course, they claim that Ray Epps has been an oath keeper for years, you know, and has been this quote unquote well-established mega guy. He was not charged because he never went inside restricted areas and never hit a cop. Well, there's a lot of people that just walked through and were charged. However, Ray Epps instigated and promoted this. It is crazy. Ray Epps is clearly some kind of government agent plant, and that the questions of why he is not being charged is, if there is somebody that should be charged with insurrection, maybe it should be people like, maybe it should be Ray Epps. Ray Epps is clearly some kind of agent of the federal government. It will come out later that maybe he's not with law enforcement. Remember, he specifically said law enforcement. That doesn't mean he's not part of something else. There's some other operation that is within and around the government. You know, these guys that commit these crimes and then are essentially let off. Yeah, there's no doubt that there's some dirty, rotten, no good, you know, sorry. Yeah. In Oakland, California, students threatened to boycott classes unless the district meets COVID demands. Oh my, the little brats are demanding to be taught at home. Unless the school district includes KN95 masks for each student, more testing, expanded outdoor space for lunchtime, and yeah, they say that sticking a probe up somebody's nose twice a week isn't enough. And if you're, you know, here's the thing. if you're vaccinated, you're going to get sick. You got a higher chance of getting sick by the unvaccinated. You know, that's what's getting ready to come out. And people are, well, let's just say people that the so-called professionals, you know, that once again, you know, we basically have yet another conspiracy theory, you know, that has been, you know, proven to be true. I mean, it is crazy. It's idiocracy. In Los Angeles, more than 65,000 students and staff tested positive for COVID. when are people going to understand and realize that it's not just COVID that they are detecting? They're detecting, I believe, almost every virus that you can think of and bits and pieces of it. Yeah. It's crazy. It truly is crazy. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Let's see what other news and information we got going down here, ladies and gentlemen. Bedford County, Virginia. Sheriff's Office arrest for Stephen Dwayne Thompson Jr. Regarding involvement in a house fire. Yes, I guess they located and arrested him now for arson in some kind of house fire. Well, isn't that special? Yeah, wow, burning himself and his buddies out faster than you could imagine. Anyway, yeah. So let me see. Where in the hell was that? Oh, here it is. Oh, gosh. Yeah. So Oakland, California. Yeah. They say we're not going to school. Yeah. We want to stay at home and play split screen. Meanwhile, military documents that are leaked says ivermectin works against COVID-19 throughout all phases of its infectious and infective behavior. Yes, as more and more information pours out, Project Veritas leaked military documents. There appears to be a damning section in support of ivermectin. Ivermectin works throughout all phases of illness because it both inhibits viral replication and modulates the immune response. Yes, truth is, you know, DARPA had turned down this risky research. And, in response, you know, it was like, what in the hell? Anyway, what other news and information we got here? Let me get off of those pages. Biden's education secretary. Here's some other breaking news. Remember when they decided that they wanted to declare parents and teachers that were pushing back against critical race theory and transgender mixing in bathrooms? Remember when in Virginia, was it Loudoun County, Virginia, where, you know, a father, his daughter was raped by a transgender boy who was sent to another school where he drugged somebody into a room and raped them there, or groped and tried to rape them there. And the Loudoun County School Board essentially covered it up and buried it. And they had him arrested when he complained about it and was trying to talk about it in front of the public. Remember that? Well, now we find out that this alleged letter from national school organization, you know, talking about domestic terrorist threats, basically. The National School Boards Association characterized in a letter, supposedly written to Joe Biden, you know, without on cue or anything like that in late September. You know, they said the disruptions at school board meetings as a form of domestic terrorism and hate crime. 5 days later, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memo directing law enforcement to address an alleged disturbing spike in harassment and intimidation. We know now that they are looking at parents that complain to school boards as domestic terrorists. We know that the FBI has opened up its own, domestic terrorist division. We know they're going to target target Republicans, and then later they're going to target Democrats who want freedom or peace or something else. Anyway, now we're finding out that the U.S. government sent emails to the board and to ask them to essentially send in a letter, you know, in response so they could respond. Attorney General Merrick Garland unequivocally stated that he based his memo on the NSBA's letter, which in turn mobilized the FBI. But now it turns out that the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division created a new threat tag, EDU officials, and directed agents to apply the tag to investigations, assessments, and threats. Now we find out essentially the letter sent by the National School Board Association was in response to a letter that the Department of Justice had sent them, manufacturing compliance and the appearance of legitimacy. Meanwhile, while the push to vax young people under the age of 20 continues, we are seeing the destruction again and again and again, and I'll say it again and again and again, of reality and the life of what we are living today. The survival rate of people that catch COVID. Oh, the boogeyman. Yes, survival rate for those under 20 years old is 99.9987%. When you got to go down to four digits and you go in front of courts and judges and you say, Your Honor, we have to have forced vaccination of children because it's for their health. It's because of this killer COVID. Yes, 99.9987% survival rate. That would mean the mortality rate is essentially 0.001. 3. Let's see, that's percent of tenths, hundreds, thousands, ten thousandths. So you have 13 ten thousandths of a chance of dying with COVID if you're under the age of 20. Really? I mean, this is the science. And then we have, well, you know, the public science. Infection mortality rate, age to 69, 0.65%, 0.65% for those. Over 70, it's 4.9%. So, you know, and 70-year-olds that are not in non-care facilities and homes have a 2.9% mortality rate from COVID. It's a flu. It's a serious flu. And it's a chimera that was created in a lab and escaped. And Dr. Fauci and the rest of the mother knucking sons of bitches, they know that it is sticky, that this thing is designed to mutate. And they worry because they know they uncorked this on the world. And Dr. Fauci should be held accountable. He laughed and he says, oh, you want to see my financial disclosure? Ha, 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 it's available everywhere, Senator. Yeah, he ridiculed a senator, you know, because the senator asked about his, you know, about his investments. And it's, you know, these people are, you know, are complete frauds. And, you know, when they're going to be found out to be these eugenicists that hooked up with nerds that believed that they could write code for the human body. This, you know, these people that put themselves up as gods because, you know, they believe that they can create the reality of the world. Reese Witherspoon, cute little actress, blonde though, dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to real things that matter, said, are you preparing? Are you preparing for the metaverse and the digital world? Are you getting your digital IDs? Are you getting into the digital ground floor of the metaverse? And you know, and I'm like, hey, I saw that movie. It's called Gamer Dipshit for Brains. In the end, it turns out to be some DARPA implant that, allows you to access many parts of your brain, but so can they. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the crypt.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show, bringing you the inconvenient truth the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear. Beef prices jumping again because the Omicron virus has made plant workers sick. And so, well, you know, production has slowed down and everybody's out there still screaming and hollering for their, you know, where's the beef? Man, where's the beef? Yeah, so that's all they're screaming. Yeah, anyway, let's see what other news and information we got going on here. Emmanuel Macron over there in France, the little boy king, who told the unvaccinated to go eat cake, goes after online platforms, foreign propaganda, and the media. Yeah, all wrapped up in one. Imagine all that. it's sheer crazy. Yeah, so Macron has said, man, we're just going to slap the snot out of you if you don't want to get vaccinated. Man, we don't care. We're just going to do what we want. You know, oh, France is the birthplace of modern democracy and the freedom movement. Oh, hell no. Not anymore. Not since the European Soviet Socialist Union took over and the Germans conquered Europe through a trade agreement called the European Union. People are still trying to get past that. It went over their heads for a lot of them. They don't even know they're run by a fascist state. Unelected bureaucrats set the laws, and then the selected bureaucrats vote them in. Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. Remember, George Soros owns and operates more than 238 EU parliament members. yes, he just puts a coin in their back and they say, yes, Mr. Soros. No, Mr. Soros. We will do that, Mr. Soros. Yeah, it seems like that's a lot of the, prosecutors and a lot of the clowns that we see today in the United States of Americas. It's just a land of idiocracy. And you have to wonder, what in the hell is they going on there? Dr. Fauci accuses Rand Paul of using COVID for political gain and kindling the crazies. Yes, Dr. Fauci, you know, let's use your own words. You did say that once we reached X number of people that we would have herd immunity and we would have immunity and that we wouldn't have to have everybody vaccinated. You talked about natural immunity as if it was no good and waning. And now we know that that's completely different. Here's another thing. Dr. Fauci, in any of the COVID data coming from Pfizer or Moderna or other pharmaceutical companies, that their vaccines have a short life, that every day the COVID protection is like a half-life waning down, and that the so-called booster is a lower dose of the same drug, and now what we see is there's also waning immunity. Within the data that was given to the CDC and the FDA and the National Institutes of Health and the decision makers, where in that data is there anything in there to indicate that they would have waning immunity? Or do those test results that you were given show that after 6 months and after a year that they still have the full immunity or it has weaned itself away? You know, we need to ask these specific questions and, you know, limit the amount of time that he has to wiggle his way out of this stuff. It certainly is crazy. Russia lays out security demands at NATO headquarters amid live fire exercises near Ukraine. You know, the Kremlin is trying to be political and build a dialogue of faith, and the West has essentially said no. And that they will not negotiate, that they don't care. Boris Johnson is now apologized for attending Partygate, garden party, but refuses to resign as public pressure building. That's right, biggest scandal in his little Johnson tenure. His premiership of the British government and the House of Commons as Boris Johnson caught violating, you know, the rules and laws that are essentially set out for everybody else. It's said that the UK is the closest of any country to exiting COVID-19 pandemic, according to one expert. Population immunity is already high, and it seems keeping the virus and the variants at bay, not causing serious health or death. Well, see, when COVID first started, and they knew it leaked from a lab, and it's a sticky Crimea-type disease that they didn't know who might or might not be, how should we say it, affected, how they might be affected. Because let's be honest, a person can get a sickness, a disease, they can get ill, and each person can have different and some similar symptoms. So we know that everybody is different and each body is affected differently by viruses, and some are more and some are less. So we have to understand that every virus itself, once it hits a human body, it is going to mutate. Yes, that's what my belief is. And if it doesn't die out in a short time, it will mutate. How long that mutation cycle lasts and takes, I don't know. But it could be as high as, 3 to 4 weeks of sickness. And the disease, this COVID virus will mutate. At least that's from just looking at empirical evidence and stuff. That's what it appears to be. Anyway, they're calling now. They're worried about pig Ebola, African swine flu, ASF. Continues to spread throughout Europe, and they're worried about another major outbreak that could result in soaring pork prices. Yes, the first reported case in the country where was that? Detected in Western Europe in 2018, African swine flu, Italy is about 9 million pigs. Let's just say prices, seem to be down right now, but, I'm telling you, they're right now, they're priming. See, this is more of a primer for the economy that they're telling you, look, there's a glut in pork right now, and we're going to have this disease come through. And and when they say they have a glut, they do. They have a glut of pork in the pork supply. And prices are at a multi-year low, and they're down like 60 cents from their previous highs, a pound, in Spain, for example. So this craziness, we have to remember China. What has China done? China has forced the world into inflation by buying up massive amounts of food supplies around the world. Yeah, well, there it is. You knew it had to happen. No, not this another story I'm going to talk about. Cannabis prevents infection in a lab study. Where in the hell's my bong at? Man, I'm sorry. I've got to take my COVID treatments right now. cannabis compounds stopped a virus from infecting human cells in a lab study. laboratory study published in the Journal of Nature Products, two compounds commonly found in hemp, cannabigerolic acid, CBGA, and cannabidiolic acid, CBDA, identified during a chemical screening as having potential to combat the coronavirus. That's right. So you can smoke a joint and fight COVID too. Well, just when you think it couldn't get any worse and you thought it was safe to go back outside and you thought it was safe to allow your children and your young granddaughters to go out again, you better lock them up. Hillary Clinton's coming back. That's right, with Kamala Harris hated and Joe Biden a total failure as a Obama hand puppet, the door is open for Hillary 2024. It appears to be a perfect storm in a, how should we say it, a rematch between Hillary and Donald J. Trump. I'm going to choke on that one. Anyway, so, yeah, meanwhile, Donald Trump is to rally in Arizona. Yeah, Hillary coming back from death. Man, you know, talk about the reincarnation of an American zombie. Yes, that's pretty much the truth. This stuff smells sweet. Let's see. What does it say? Trump roasts gutless DeSantis for keeping his booster status a secret. Yes, evidently Ron DeSantis, has gotten the booster. Why? I have no idea. It is total stupidity. It is complete idiocracy what we see today and what we know, you know, as we watch, people essentially prove themselves to be, you know, these, political fools, you know, time and time again. I don't know why people think, you know, DeSantis and all these other people, they're professional politicians, okay? They didn't get where they are by being the rebel seeking truth. Yeah. Well, here it is, anti-vaxxers paying sick $150 for dinner and an infection. Isn't that special? Hey, didn't they say a long time ago, oh, God, you can't bring back smallpox parties. No, no, no. You can't bring back this deal where everybody might get natural immunity. Damn, how can we sell a damn thing if that? I mean, really. But that was a day, that was a time when doctors, you know, when you got a sickness and you recovered, you know, you had your natural immunity. Today's educated doctors got a note from some white paper from somebody in a white coat in a white house written on, well, white toilet paper of said that what they were supposed to do and what they were supposed to think, even if it is contrary to every frickin' thing that they've learned throughout their career previously. You ever notice that's amazing quality of the suck asses of the world to say, oh man, you know, I did this for how many years? And, you know, we never had to do it like this or not like this or whatever. And, you know, it's like, oh, my God, now this doesn't work. And they tell you, oh, no, 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 that was wrong the whole time. And you're like, oh, yeah. Meanwhile, the work that these guys do falls apart within 6 weeks and they have to go back and fix it so they can get another maintenance call. That's right. Man, I'm telling you. Meanwhile, China, not because they want to take over Taiwan so bad, they've decided that it's going to be easier to build an artificial moon that simulates low gravity here on Earth. Yeah. So they can train the next Kung Fu Moon Ninja Warriors. Oh man, I'm telling you, China is so advanced today. I mean, they actually have bolts that screw together. Listen, I'm telling you, China is ready to rot apart at any second. That country is made so cheap. The concrete is so weak. You know, the fascia and the paper and the rebar and everything. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's like you can put lipstick on a pig and say, look, isn't that cute? They're pretty. It's still a pig. You know, these Chinese buildings don't collapse like for any reason. You don't build extra cities out in the middle of nowhere that rot apart before they're lived in. Oh, it's investment property. Yeah, people buy a dump, an investment dump. And, you know, I mean, these are, you know, remember, everything in China goes on, gravitates up to the Chinese Communist Party. It really is. China is a lot like the old Soviet Union, where the party elite and all of the, so many others that were in the upper echelons of the Communist Party and the supply chain kind of that was close to the government. Hey, they made out like fat rats. Today, we're seeing the same thing in China, except you can't be more popular than the Soviet Emperor Xi. It certainly is crazy, crazy stuff. China now has 20 million people locked down. 20 million people locked down before the Olympics. It's sheer craziness that we see and live with today. Let's see what else we got here. Let's go over here to this site. And how about this? Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. I couldn't even type it out. I couldn't even think about myself. Anyway, what other news information we got coming out here? Here, addiction and the kratom business. A second part of a four series on the addictive biotinical kratom reveals its toll on users, even as a felon peddles high-powered kratom shots. Scientists claim addiction to the substance is a myth. So, you know, people are going to get psychologically addicted. I don't know about physical addiction to kratom. I know there's people, a lot of people that use kratom to help replace their pharmaceutical dependency on opioids and other things. And it works. So in all honesty, I'll trust kratom before I'll trust Big Pharma any day of the week. Let's see. LA County nurses rips new state COVID quarantine guidelines. So they have decided that, the union has said that, California healthcare workers, who have tested positive for COVID but are asymptomatic may return to work immediately without quarantining and without taking another test, according to the new guidelines. Yes. Oh, so if you're asymptomatic, if you're not showing symptoms and you test positive, you can still go to work if you're a nurse. But if you're anybody else, then no, you can't. Anyway, the new guidance sent out to out to counties and hospitals over the weekend cited two reasons for the change of policy. Critical staffing shortages currently being experienced across the healthcare continuum and the rise of the Omicron variant. Yes, if the patient is vaccinated and asymptomatic, well, hey, they believe that maybe even they should go to work. This is just, what science? What science are they using here? Yeah, the science of stupid. What else we got going on here? University of Tennessee to launch a critical race training center, require professors to commit to a DEI for tenureship. Oh, that's right. University of Tennessee launches the thought police, and you must commit to diversity, equity, and inclusion practices to gain tenure. Yeah, you know what that is? That's just another way to say, I discriminate against you, and there's not shit you can do about it. Yeah, it's liberals. And I mean, it really is crazy. Students evict white frat boys and give their houses to historically marginalized groups. Yeah. Hey, does the, relatives of the caveman, you know, that guy that, that actor, is it that Geico? Is that the caveman guy? Yeah. I mean, Does he get preferential treatment because as a caveman, he was historically marginalized by other groups and he survived by being frozen in ice? I mean, we have to ask these questions to today's liberals. And, you know, is he a trans caveman or is he a straight caveman? You know, Democrats would want to know because one would be allowed and one would not. Hey, y'all have a great day. God bless. Good day. Good luck. And remember to change the world today in the time of universal deceit.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello,
My name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.